The Western Farm Show is taking place this week in Kansas City. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear a portion of my interview with show manager Ken Dean.
A couple of highlights, Larry, will be our FFA Day every year on Friday. So that'll be February 21st. We have already handed out literally hundreds of tickets to FFA students all across Kansas and Missouri. And we'll be providing them with educational opportunities while they are there that Friday as well. And also this year, we've rearranged the way we have handled our food drive. We're excited to continue the food drive, but this year the changes include, instead of a border war with two states against each other, we're uniting against hunger. We're bringing everybody in together. So any chapter who brings in a minimum of 200 non-perishable food items will have their chapter name thrown into a hat, and then we will draw a winning chapter for both Kansas and Missouri. And those chapters each will receive a $1,000 check from the farm show that they can use for educational purposes for anything associated with their chapter. We're talking about raising food for harvesters that reaches over 600 not-for-profit agencies in this region. And they, on a daily basis, reach out to well over 60,000 people with food offerings for the people that really need it. So not only are they going to have fun when they come, I think the kids should feel a deep appreciation for helping others with this year's FFA food drive.
I know they're always ready, willing, and able for this, and it seems like each year they want to better what they did the year before. Like you said, they'll have Missouri and Kansas together this year and ought to be a great output of food from them for this.
We're putting them to work. We're asking them to bring food items, and then we're offering them the educational sessions that I think really makes it worthwhile for them to come to an event like ours here in Kansas City.
Well, Ken, you are the show manager. How many years have you been doing this?
This will be year number 12 for me.
Wow.
Although my individual duties as far as the show manager really weren't until the following year. So this will be year number 11 to actually manage the event. But, you know, time is flying, Larry. You know, what a great opportunity to come see what we have all under, you know, one roof in a climate-controlled building. And I should also mention Sunday, February 23rd, will be our annual Military Appreciation Day.
Right.
So veterans and active duty personnel with an ID are admitted free all day on Sunday. Simply go to our website for everything here about what is going on, and it's simply westernfarmshow.com.
Ken, I look forward to seeing you up there, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of Chiefs jerseys still at the farm show this year.
A sea of red would be perfectly okay with that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure, and I'll see you at the farm show.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.